Okay, so there's a Reddit post making the rounds. Consultant in Berlin read 15 agentic loop papers, and his big conclusion is that the verifier is the product, not the model. And I kind of want to hear your immediate reaction before I say anything.
My immediate reaction is yes, and also this is not exactly a surprise. The pattern he's describing, compiler feedback closes the loop for compilit, test execution closes it for ALF Codium, verifiable math rewards close for DeepSeek 1 South African RAN 0, that's the same thing we've been saying since episode 755. Fluent self-approval is not verification. That's not a hot take at this point. That's just the root conclusion the field keeps arriving at.
Right.
And the numbers are real, I'll give him that. ALF Codium took GPT-4 from 19% to 44% encoded contus, just by wrapping it in a test execution loop. DeepSeek 1 South African RAN 0 went from 15.6 to 71 on AIM over training, and majority voting pushed it to 86.7. Those are not cherry-picked. The mechanism is legible.
So you're not disputing the pattern?
I'm disputing the implied generality. Because all three of those wins live in domains where you can build a verifier that the model genuinely cannot talk its way around. A compiler either accepts the code or it doesn't. A test suite either passes or it doesn't. Math has a ground truth. The moment you leave that neighborhood, Gaia benchmark, humans at 92%, best agent at 15. Web Arena, agents at 14% versus humans at 78.
Okay, but I think you're sliding past the part that actually matters to the teams building this stuff. The post isn't saying go replicate O3, it's saying figure out what your verifier is. And if you're in a domain where you can formalize the check compiler, test suite, a metric on a held out set, you've built something with a real feedback signal. That's not trivial. Most teams don't do it. The AI scientist example in the post is the one that should stick.
No, that part I completely agree with. Sandbox the thing. The issue I have is when the post implies you can always find a verifier if you just think hard enough. You can't. For open-ended tasks, the human is the verifier, and that's not a cop-out, it's actually the cost governor. An enable verifier is actually worse than no verifier. If your check is, does the model think the output looks right, you've just built a fluent self-approval loop with extra latency.
That one got me too. Like, the instinct is just add a reflection step, and the data says that instinct is wrong absent a real external signal. And this is basically the receipts thing all over again. Agents need receipts, not better reasoning. The state has to be verified against the environment, not trusted as the agent self-narrative. The verifier is the receipt.
Yeah. And the metric flip the post makes is actually the right one. Cost per successful outcome, not cost per run. You're not asking how much did this loop cost. You're asking how much did a correct answer cost, amortized across retrace. That's a saner way to think about whether best of five on compilit is worth it.
Okay, so where do we actually land on this?
Honestly? The thesis holds in constrained domains and mostly dissolves in open-ended ones. If your task is a formal check, compiler, tests, ground truth metric, build the loop around the verifier first, not the model. That part is just correct. But if you're in open-ended territory and you don't have a check the model can't game, the post can't save you. The human in the loop isn't a design preference, it's infrastructure.
Yeah. And the practical red for anyone building, the first question isn't, which model should I use? It's, what does done look like and can I check it without asking the model? If the answer is no, you have a different problem than model selection.
Which is honestly a more useful question than 90% of the architecture debates I see. That's the thing. People spend weeks on the harness and 10 minutes on the verifier and then wonder why the loop drifts.
100 brilliant agents defeated by one missing acceptance criterion.
You're kidding. You're just going to drop that in there.
It fits. It fits wildflower. The post is in the show notes. The author has a site called LoopRails where they collected all 15 papers with links. Worth a look if you want to go deeper on any of the specific cases.
Yeah, that's actually a useful artifact. Okay, episode 571 of whatever this is.
9 months of asking, but what's the verifier? See you next time.